Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, who's here to remind you of who you're becoming, even on the days when you can't quite see her yet. Now, if you've been tuning into these notes, you already know that your habits shape your confidence, but so does your language. So today, we're diving into something that will shift your entire week. And it's the way that you speak to yourself, about yourself, and over your life. Because the woman you're becoming, she talks differently. And today, we're stepping into her voice. If someone followed you around all week and wrote down everything that you said about yourself, would you be proud of that script? Or would you cringe at how often you talked yourself down, doubted your power, or softened your voice? Let me be real with you. Your language is either building your confidence or breaking it. I'm going to repeat that again. Your language is either building your confidence or breaking it. So if you want to become the woman in your head that's grounded, confident, the I belong here version of you, you cannot keep speaking like the version of you that you're leaving behind. So today we're going to rewrite the script so that your words match your next level. Now, a few months ago, I was having one of those weeks. Nothing was wrong, but everything felt heavy. And I'll be honest, as a mindset coach, there are days when even I forget my own mindset work. I remember I was sitting at my desk, staring at my to-do list, feeling like I was moving through cement. My mind kept throwing old insecurities at me like darts. You're not doing good enough. You should be further by now. Are you sure you can actually pull this off? And if I'm being honest, I believe them for a second. Long enough that old tightness in my chest started to show up, you know, where it's the doubt, the comparison, the pressure. But then something clicked and I went back into coach mode. And I asked myself one question. Would the version of me I'm becoming talk to herself like this? Of course not. So I took a breath, closed my eyes, and said the sentence that I'm giving you today. And it is, I lead my life with intention, not insecurity. The second I said that, something shifted. My posture changed, my thoughts softened, my breath relaxed. Because when you speak something true over yourself, your brain listens, your body responds, your energy adjusts. And I knew right then, this is a sentence that women need this week. Now, I'm going to break down to you why I lead my life with intention, not insecurity, hits so hard. Starting with, I lead my life. This puts you back in the driver's seat. Not your past, not your fear, not other people's opinions. You lead your life. Say that reminds your brain, I'm the one that's steering this. With intention, intention grounds you. It brings you back to who you want to be. Not who you've been when you're stressed, scared, or overwhelmed. When you lead with intention, you make clear choices instead of reactive ones. You show up how you decide to show up. And then not insecurity. This is a mic drop. Because insecurity whispers, you're not ready. Don't try. Don't speak. Don't be too much. But intention says, I get to choose how I move through this moment. And choice is power. Choice is confidence. Choice is freedom. So when you say, I lead my life with intention, not insecurity, you're telling your brain, we're not operating from fear today. And every time you say it, that becomes a little bit more true. So here's what I want you to do with it. Say this first thing in the morning. Before your mind decides how to feel, you decide how you want to feel. And then say it when your inner mean girl, you know, that inner critic, wakes up. You know the moment when your chest tightens, your stomach flips, and your thoughts start moving too fast. Pause. Hand on your heart and say, I lead my life with intention, not insecurity. That is how you interrupt the spiral. And say it before you walk into any rooms this week. A meeting, a date, a hard conversation, a presentation, a moment where you felt a little unsure. Use this as your confidence anchor. Say it until it feels like fact. Your thoughts follow repetition, not perfection. So if you say something often enough, your brain learns to believe it, and then your entire energy starts to match it. Now, a woman who speaks to herself with intention becomes dangerous in the best way. She stops shrinking. She stops apologizing. She stops dimming her voice. She makes decisions with clarity instead of fear. She walks into rooms like she belongs there because she does. She even shows up when she's scared because she trusts herself to figure it out. And that version of you, she is already inside you. This sentence is just the key that unlocks her. So here's your reminder for the week. Speak like the woman you are becoming, not the version of you that you are outgrowing. Your words create your world. And baby, you deserve the world that reflects your power, not your doubt. Now, if you're ready to actually live like her, not just talk like her, apply for my one-to-one coaching program, Journey to Confidence. Inside Journey to Confidence, we work together on strengthening your voice, shifting the way you speak to yourself, breaking the patterns that make you second guess, and building habits that make confidence your default. Not temporary confidence, not Instagram confidence, but real, sustainable, internal confidence that becomes who you are. If this note hit home, imagine what we could do when we work together consistently, intentionally, and tailored to you. So the link to apply is in the show notes. Because the woman that you are becoming, she is already in you. These notes are just helping you turn up her volume.